Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, hi, I'm Anita, and this is Rambles. It started 5 seconds late. I cannot believe this. Anyway, today's episode, and thank you. I'd like to say thank you for getting me up to over 70 episodes. Like, wow. It really means a lot that you guys take the time to listen to me just ramble on and on and on about a subject. And today's episode came from talking to someone at a networking event. I went to the 4th annual Charlotte Professional Networking Week. Well, not every day of the event because it was snowing, and I had my Thursday writing group and a photography class. But on Tuesday, they had their opening event. They had two events on Tuesday, but I got the name of this episode from talking to someone about someday. Hence, the someday is Neverary 33rd, 20,000 Google. Before Google was a search engine, Google was a number. The number Google is a 1 with 100 zeros. To put that in perspective, a billion only has 12 zeros. So that's like a billion to the 6th power. Almost 7. No. Yeah, more than that. Billion to almost the 9th power. So I know it's an explanatory comma, but I know some of my listeners are on it, but may not use Google to Google what a Google is. Try saying that 3 times fast. But anyway, yeah, I was at their breakfast event on Tuesday, getting out of my shell. It's nervous, but it's good because making soap and writing, and not just writing the show, but also doing writing group. Well, writing when I'm not doing a writing group is a very solitary thing. So besides promoting my soap business, I'm wearing clothes other than lounge clothes and jeans. And don't get me wrong, I like wearing them, but sometimes it's like I miss business casual. And I didn't even realize that until I looked in my closet. And I was like, yeah, I don't have a lot of business casual clothes. Such a female thing. It's like shopping, but the ones I do have are pretty good quality. But again, I probably need to do some more business casual shopping if I want to network more. You probably didn't need to hear that, but it's sort of leading to why I'm doing more networking events. So I was talking to this guy, not like it was a networking thing. And again, he said, someday is not on the calendar. You have Monday through Sunday. Sunday is not someday. Maybe that would have been a better title for my show. But anyway, and that him saying that about someday not being on the calendar really resonated with me because it's true. And I know a lot of things you hear are true, sort of like when you study science and you realize that even though the sky looks blue, it's really purple, but because of the particles in the air reflecting the light, that's why the human eye perceives it as blue. Or how when you're in a geometry class, you hear because all squares have two equal parallel sides and 4 right degree angles technically. All squares are triangles, but all squares are technically rectangles, but not all rectangles are squares. That'll probably be an episode, I don't know. But I remember that from my geometry class with Ms. Proctor. Shout out. She was a very good math teacher. I had a lot of good math teachers in high school. Like, one of them had me memorize a quadratic formula to the point where I may not remember lullabies, but I can remember the quadratic formula off the top of my head. And because of the math teachers in high school, I can always remember the hypotenuse of a square where the legs are 3 and 5 under the Pythagorean theorem. Yeah, I was that kind of nerd. I was a B in math and an A in English for some odd reason. Yeah, I have some weird wires in my head. But someday, you can't argue with it. Someday is not, no matter what language. someday doesn't exist. Like, someday I'll get married. Okay, so what are you doing about it? How are you making this dream come true? It also resonates with the concept of the SMART goals. And I don't know how many people have worked in business and have heard of what a SMART goal is. It's like, is it a specific goal? And part of being specific, blah, blah, I don't know. I did have coffee today. But part of being specific with a goal, you have a time frame. Sort of vague if it's like, oh, well, someday, no. So specific, is it measurable? Can I show it? I mean, even on a diet, it's like, okay, it's measurable. My pants getting smaller, or if I were super anorexic, my pants gradually getting bigger. That's a measurable goal. Looking at the scale, is it achievable? Okay, achievable may not be the most relative thing. I mean, look at the whole concept of the airplane. Back in the day, before, 1800s, it wasn't an achievable goal to fly. The Wright brothers were like, whatever, we're going to make this come true. Is it realistic? Which is sort of like the sibling of achievable. People knew gravity. It's like, okay, we found gravity. Are you sure you want to go against it? I mean, birds can, but we're not birds. Is it realistic? And now, the relating goal of the SMART goal, is it timely? And I've touched on the whole concept of time because as I've gotten older, I have a lot less time in the world. I mean, yeah, I have less time to waste. So it's like, okay, is this timely? And by timely, does it mean will it be accomplished 2 days before my 80th birthday? Really? Neil deGrasse Tyson, one of my favorite scientists, I'm more into science because of everything going on. That's why there's death. And I know it sounds very morbid, and I've touched on death in an earlier episode, but this quote came out after that episode. But it's like, death gives you a sense of timeliness, because it's like, if you had all the time in the world, you procrastinate. I mean, you procrastinate now. Everybody procrastinates. I procrastinate. And, because some things are just not priorities. I procrastinated on something that I'm daily thankful I procrastinated on, which was having human children. I don't feel a rush, and I know as a female I should feel this rush, but I don't. I guess it's partial. Part of it might be because I have to be a parent to a parent, with my bio mom, but that's not a timely thing. But my eggs have a different idea. It's we're about to die here. Yeah. But my mind and everything else is like, no mas. But as a female, there's a time frame on my eggs. Guys don't experience that, even though some scientists have said that when the testicles produce and the guy's older, it increases the likelihood of the child being mentally ill. But there's no rush. I mean, if I knew I could still get somebody pregnant at when I'm 70, a la Larry King. I mean, Larry King was old when he got his wife pregnant. What time do I feel this rush? And that's, again, long story short, going back to the neocon, if you didn't die, you would not have that. And you would have that someday thing because you'd have no rush. And by not having a time frame, you can procrastinate. There's no goal. It's like someday, this vague thing, it could be February. I don't have it on my calendar. And also using the someday quote means it's not a priority. Shocking. And by the way, the noise in the background is a fidget I got yesterday at another networking event. And I realized I should have bought a fidget a while ago because it keeps my hands out of my hair. And it's just something to keep my hands busy. Because when I'm nervous or something, it keeps it under control. And to be more specific, it was at the Move and Shake experience yesterday. And I stayed during the whole thing. And I'll know more about it on a later date. But with the whole something, you really don't. It's not. To say someday is a fallacy. It's a cop-out. It's sort of like if you ever watched that Drew Barrymore show on Netflix, The San Correa Diet, and her, what her husband tells her about maybe, I can't use the profanity that he said, but it's like maybe it's a cop-out. That's the same thing with something. It gives you a time frame. It gives you a cop-out time frame. You might as well just say February 33rd, 20,000 Google instead of someday, because at least that's a date. I mean, it's a date that doesn't exist, but someday doesn't. Not on a calendar. Doesn't exist. It's not, you know, and assuming the world doesn't implode, 20,000 Google is an actual, is a year. May not be, it's a year a long way off, and you'll be, I mean, maybe your carbon will be here, your energy maybe. So a part of you will be here in 20,000 Google to accomplish it. You may not remember it, but you, you know, according to the laws of science, energy is never created or destroyed. It's just passed on. So, yeah, you'll be here. Your carbon. I don't know what they're going to use carbon for in 20,000 Google. And I wonder how specific, I mean, it really is a specific thing. It is a specific year. Because I've had so many Sundays. It's like, no. No, I have to make Sunday today. You know, Janet Jackson has a song, Sunday is Tonight. And yeah, she gave a time frame. I got to respect that, you know. And I actually like that song, even though that song was on an album that came out when I was like six. I did listen to it when I was in my 20s. Pretty good. And again, a specific date. That's tonight. I put it off. I finally set a date. Now, someday, if you're making a promise to somebody and you use that someday, they do deserve to leave you. Because you're wasting their time. Someday, what? No, that doesn't exist. Give them a time frame, and if you can't, be like, I don't know. I had a teacher who was like, don't just guess, just say you don't know and move on. It's like, okay, someday is I don't know. It's respect, I don't. And it may hurt. It definitely hurts to hear that, because it's a blow to the ego to say, I don't know. It's a disrespect for, to your character in that other person's eyes to say, someday. So just let the someday go. Improve yourself. You'll feel better in the long run, because it's like once you set a date and you work for it, and it's like, I accomplished that. And I'm sorry, there is nothing that feels better than accomplishing a goal. Like, yay. Like, that's why I talk about finishing NaNoWriMo. And I even accomplished losing, like, over 100 pounds years ago. I gained some of it back because everybody knows the rule about dieting. Most people gain all their weight back and then some within 5 years. I reached my goal weight. I reached under my goal weight the day Michael Jackson died. I know it was not the best time to reach a goal, but it happened. And it was I did it later than I set out for, because I lost my priorities in most of 2008, but then I regained them, and I accomplished, and it felt pretty good to accomplish a goal. That's like a rush. It's like an endorphin rush. It's like, yay, I did it. I set my mind to something. I worked for it. I did it. And it's like opportunity so we can have healthier relationships, because it makes you realize, okay, why am I hanging around people who don't accomplish anything? You know, and they're like dulling my light. It was so horrible, but it was my truth. I was right, because some people, if I will leech off your energy and not give you good energy in return, it's like, no, 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 you're not ruining my shine. And it's not shine in a bad way. It's shine in a good way. It's like we're feeding each other off positive energy. You're inspired to accomplish something, then you accomplish, and then we spread the light in a good way. We accomplished it in a good way. Anyway, the Michael Jackson's death date was like the day before my mom's birthday. So I was like, oh, okay, I accomplished, you know, that morning. I was like, oh my God, I went below my goal. And again, I gained it back, but I didn't gain all of it back. So, yeah. And that was an accomplishment, not gaining almost over 100 pounds back. So I was like, okay, that's looking good. But I'm also deteriorating. I know that sounds horrible to say, but let's face it, that's what aging is, deteriorating. Your body, your cells are no longer regenerating like they used to. Your metabolism slows down. Everything gets harder. Yeah, it's deteriorating. I'm not going to pretty it with aging. Don't waste that lie. I can't waste that. But someday, no, give yourself a date. Work for that day. And, yeah, you may be having the Buddhist concept of the three devils and four demons. It will come into effect. But then it's like, okay, I really have to work for this goal. You know, this stuff is happening in my personal life or in my business life, you know, like the Bad A series. I can't say that word because this is a G-rated show by Jen Sincero. And she was talking about how one guy was starting his own business and, you know, car crash. But he set a goal, and car crash or not, he made his dream come true. I know I was making, and I actually like Hall & Oates, but it's like no matter what, I'm accomplishing this goal. I want that healthy buzz because you can get a buzz from beer. You can get a buzz from alcohol. You can get a buzz from sugar, but that doesn't mean those are good buzzes. But that buzz that comes when you accomplish something, even if it's a small goal of, hey, I went out and I fulfilled everything on my to-do list today. And that to-do list may have been as small as if you have a fear of going outside, I went outside for my morning paper. That buzz will be like, oh, okay. And then it'll inspire you, not just other people, but you to do more. And then you doing more will inspire people who are worth being inspired. And, yeah, that sounds really bad, but let's face it, that, going back to what I said earlier, there will be people who want to ruin your light and your buzz. And those, they may not know they're the buzz kills. Because in their mind, it's like, oh, well, aren't you? No, I have enough doubts and issues. So, yeah, go after the accomplishment buzz. Set that SMART goal. And that SMART goal may be another small thing, which is specific. I'm not going to eat high-carb foods after 7. Measurable. I can look at the calendar or writing it down. I will not eat bad carbs after. I did that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I did not accomplish this goal. I'm just using it as a reference. Accomplished it this year. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Measurable. Achievable. Yeah, you can do it. I'm not going to eat after. It's achievable. You can set it for a week. You can set it for a month. Realistic, yeah, that's a pretty realistic goal. I mean, it's not like you're going to be like, I'm going to be richer than Jeff Bezos by the time I'm 50. It could happen. Not being negative, that's like, it's just timely. Yeah. Is it a permanent goal? Okay, you want to say, I'm not going to eat high-fat, high-carb foods after 7 for the next month, week, year. And then, you know, you'll reach closer and you'll realize you did it and you'll be like, oh, okay, I did this. Now my next goal is to drink an extra glass of water every day for the next month. Okay. And you gradually work and then other people get happy. But the point is, you didn't make it someday. You did it today. A lot of people, and I guess it's sort of timely, pun not intended with me saying this and meeting this person, but January is the time of New Year's resolutions. And I'm pretty sure New Year's Day was on a Monday. I wonder how many people have followed this. I know by Valentine's Day or my birthday. I know a shameless plug for my birthday. Most of the people who made that goal are not going to accomplish it. Not being negative, but we know those weight loss people. But, okay, I'll give it February 15th if I must be difficult. They're not going to have that accomplished, but they gave it. Someday I'm going to lose, and then Monday rolls around. It's like, well, I didn't mean this Monday, but Monday's New Year's Day. next Monday, I still have Christmas leftovers. And today, you know, we're having the greens and the black eyed. Well, why didn't you make them healthy if you knew? And I know it's a smart eyed thing, but why didn't you make them healthier version if you knew New Year's Day, which was on the calendar, was today? Well, I don't want to waste my food. Well, then the 8th rolled around. Well, I'm still eating the leftovers. And, you know, we had Sunday dinner leftovers. Then the 15th, oh, well, it was, you know, it's MLK Day. And, yeah. And, you know, it's supposed to snow. And no. You should have gave it. No. Give a time frame. And I guess sometimes life happens, but keep on. You set a goal in business, and business doesn't have resolutions. Business has goals, and this is something else I learned in yesterday's event. I know it's totally great, but treat your life like a business. Businesses do not set resolutions. They set goals. Those goals are smart, so set them for your life. And, yeah, you may not have come, but it still would have been better than just – and I know this is bad considering I have to fidget in my hand, but sitting with a fidget all day. And even in the Bible, it says God helps those who help themselves. So help yourself. Set the goal. Work for the goal. Make your dream come true. And, yeah, February 33rd, 20 Google. No, don't have that at the gate. But some people, that is a more realistic date than their someday. Not them. But the guy who's been with you for 15 years, that's your wedding date. February 33rd, 20,000 Google is your wedding date if he keeps on procrastinating. He doesn't set a goal. When I get the money, okay, are you working for? Or when you want to be back into your high school cheerleading uniform, okay, you have a date. Like, and someone, they're more likely to have a wedding date than a date for it. And I'm not knocking marriage when I say this, but do you have a goal for something other than your wedding? Really? So, anyway, so that's that part of my show. Yes, I know about the government shutdown. I used to work for the government, of all things. That is a petty mood, and this is not the first time government has shut down. It's a very interesting time because the Republican Party has all the houses of government. It's like, if you're in charge of everything, how is it you're not accomplishing anything besides annoying the American people? Come to an agreement. Work stuff out. I mean, compromise. And please don't ask, let's compromise. You're adults. I mean, the youngest representative, according to the Constitution says you have to be 25 to be a representative. So if there's a 25-year-old in there, you know, according to science, his brain is fully mature. There are people in there who are like career politicians to the point where they were a senator when my bio mom was in high school. And my surrogate mom is a little, I know she's, well, I'm not even going to tell you. And I just had the ring about, oh, that was a news feed ring. Anyway, oh, that was a ring about my show. That was over. I've got like 6 minutes left on my show. But you're old enough to know what compromise is, or you're capable of knowing how to Google the word compromise. I mean, everything's on Google. If I can learn how to make soap that looks like cookie dough, or find on Etsy soap that looks like chicken wings, and yes, I am being realistic. I did not make them, but I did find them when I went to my photography class. There's a reason why I went from it was about product photography. But anyway, yeah, if I can find soap that looks like chicken wings and a paperwork written by Thomas Jeff, you can find the word compromise and do it and not be petty. Then do your job. I'm a U.S. citizen, and I'm your boss. And I'm like, do your job. Don't just sit there. He won't. If you were working in any other business besides government and you were like, he's not going to do it, so I'm going on strike. It's like, okay, go on strike. You're fired. It's not mean, it's business. I would not want an employee who's that petty. And I admit, I've had some low pays where it's like, you know what, I left. I didn't feel guilt. I felt worse about staying at them because they didn't value me more than I felt like staying. But they could have been like, okay, fine, bye. Really, at will state. Again, with those foot, represent. Is that what, bye? Immortal words of Beyonce to the left, or Beyonce slash Neo, because Neo also co-wrote Irreplaceable, but to the left. And I cannot believe Irreplaceable is like 12 years old and Umbrella's 11, will be 11 this year. But yeah. And I just realized looking at my tags, I think people have a fear of starting something because they don't want to fail. And I get it because failure hurts. I've touched on failure to be like, okay, I have to do this by this time and it's stressful. And sometimes it's exciting, and excitement and fear are two sides of the same coin. So it's like, oh, I'm accountable for making my, that's scary. It's easier to blame everybody else or just be like, someday, because I don't have to think about it. But you also have to think about the consequences. You also have to think about the negative feelings of not making it come true. And maybe having it out of your control and giving it to the Nevuary 33rd date absolves you of that fear. Because it's like, well, if it's on Nevuary 33rd, I don't have to think about it. It's that boogeyman that I don't have to see. Because Nevuary 33rd, 20,000 Google. Okay, I can put it off. And then you also get a rush. Like, some people get a rush from procrastination. So it's like, okay, so on Nevuary 32nd, I'll start on it. And then on Nevuary 33rd, it'll come true. And yeah, I did it. No. No. Well, I'm happy you gave yourself a date. I wonder if February is ever going to become a month. You know, dates change, names change. I mean, we've been pretty stable with the January name, but that name's in the context of human history is a relatively new name. But maybe February will be a month. But when it becomes a month, are you really going to be in the form you have now, and how old will you be when February actually becomes a month and months start having 33 days? And how will you look in 20,000 Google? Because, I mean, it's only 2018 now, so that means you have a really long time to Google. Really, really long time. I mean, yeah, really long time to Google. Not just a website, but yeah, really long time. Anyway, that's basically it. And I did have a lovely time at the networking events and meeting people and really getting out of my comfort zone, trying good cupcakes. Yes, so good. And different food, beer. I did not drink and drive. I took public transportation, so I was safe. I was not a danger to anybody. I just got the 90-second mark, but it felt good. Also, I got back into my soaps. I mean, I ran out of base, and I've still had a good month with business, so I'm really proud of that. I'm also proud of the fact that I will have another show coming up, and next month is my February 1st is my 4-year anniversary of hosting this show. And yeah, thank you so much for listening to my show and being there and letting me ramble on and on about a topic. And some of my topics I do have actual typed out outlines or written outlines in various places. So yeah, I'm Anita. This is Rambles. I'm not sure what the episode in February is going to be about. I was actually surprised that I came up with the idea for this show. But I'm happy with it, and I hope that my listeners set a date that is not someday, February 33rd, 20,000. And I just got the 10-second mark, so enjoy the rest of your Sunday and talk to you next month. Bye.